My name is Yogeshwar Gender Prasad. I was in my backyard. There's a cops next door, neighbor in the backyard. He said, can I talk to you? I said, sure. So he walked around, came in my driveway, talked to me. I said, what's the problem, officer? He said, oh, you slashing tire. I said, what are you talking about? Do you have any evidence, any proof saying that I slashed someone's tire? So he said, yeah, I got the visual. I said, okay, bring the visual, show it to me. And if that's me, then arrest me and take me down. When I told him that, he said, turn around. I said, turn around for what? What I did. Why you want to arrest me? What I did. Why you want me to turn around? I said, you know what? Have a nice day. When you show me the vigil, then come arrest me and take me down. And I keep walking back to my backyard because I wasn't far away from the driveway to the backyard. Then he ran behind me, grabbed me, tore me on the concrete, smashed me down, take his knee, smashed me on my neck, smashed me on my head, take his hand and hold my head down along with his knee on my neck and just grazed my head down. Then punch me on my chest, on my belly. Then when the other officer came, they all grabbed me. Put me on, all jump on me. They all jump on me. Put me in handcuff. I was already knocked out. I was already like blacked out. So they dragged me out to the car. And then took me to the hospital. When they see like I blacked, I'm sleeping, like I'm blacked out in the car. Then they called me and took me to the hospital. They called the ambulance. And when I woke up, I woke up in the Hellis hospital.
What do you remember? What was going through your head at the time?
I thought I would have died. If he had me in the ground with his knee like 5 minutes more, I definitely would be gone.
What are your feelings and reactions now?
I need justice. He to be fired, suspended for now, and fired, and I need justice.
And do you know the name of the officer that did this to you?
I don't know the name, but there's other people with me here who knows his name.
Where are we now and what's happening here?
We are at the police department and we protesting right now for justice.
Has anything like this ever happened to you before?
No, this never happened to me before. But I seen this happen to people. And now when it happened to me, I thought I'm going to be this one of them too.
Have you showed up for any of the protests here that have been standing for the fight for Black Lives?
Yeah, I was here, yeah.
So you've been in the streets before?
I was here. I see everything. I was here.
And your father videotaped everything?
My father videotaped everything.
And your father's right here. What's your name?
And my name is Jayendra Gindapasan.
And what happened? What happened earlier today?
We was our backyard, and then the police officer come, and they start to talk with him, and then he hold him and throw him down on the concrete. And when you throw him down on the concrete, he pin him down with his knee on his neck. So I started the video. And he started to do it. So after he was squealing, I said, I tell the officer, I shout at the officer, hey, take off your foot on his neck. Take off your foot on his neck. Nearly about 15 times, I tell him. He started to press him down more. And this guy, he don't move no more. If you look at the video, you see he left like this. He don't move. So I say, what come in my mind? I say, what happened with George Floyd? Like the same thing gonna happen with him. This guy now move. He not to make no resistance. And he called me back up. When the other policeman come, three of them were coming in the yard, still in our backyard, without no warrant, anything. The other one come grab his foot, pin down his foot on the concrete and graze his foot on the concrete. We look at the knee and he graze it out. They turn him because he's not moving. They turn him over, handcuff him, and then drag it out and put it in the police car. And while he was going to throw it in the police car, he was going to put something in his pocket. And I shout at him, what are you trying to put in his pocket? And a lot of more people started to shout, what are you trying to put in his pocket? So he didn't know where he put it. He hollowed out his hand and he pelted him in the car. And then he got, when I got here with here, he was in the hospital.
What was running through your mind as you were watching this happen to your son?
When I was watching, George Floyd come in my mind in the same time. Like what happened with George Floyd, like the same thing going to happen to him, and I'm going to lose my son just like that.
And you were going to witness it?
Yes. I witnessed it with my own eyes, and I video it with my phone. what they were doing.
What made you think in that moment to take out your phone to videotape?
If I didn't do that, I'm going to have no good proof. Because these police officers, if you don't have proof, they make their own false proof and put the pressure against you that you wrong. So that's why I videoed him to show that he in a wrong, the police officer wrong, to pin him down on the ground, just like George Floyd.
Is there anything else you want to say that you want to make sure that is voiced here today?
These officers have to prosecute, because we need good officers. We don't need bad officers who killing people. And he have to prosecute. He have to prosecute and charge.
And where are you all from?
Schenectady. Oh, we in New York since nearly about 26 years.
26 years? Has anything like this ever happened to your family?
I never see it, but I see it happen to people. And I went to protest and so see what happened to people. And the same thing happened to my son now.
Could you ever imagine it was going to happen so close to home?
No, never. I never imagined like something like that going to happen to my son. Never, because we are not bad people. We not trouble nobody.
And how did people find out about what happened to your family today?
They are living right just a couple houses near me. So they see the thing. They see everything. All the police kind of, and they walked over. And then tell them what happened. I showed them the video. And then from there, they take it from there.
No justice! No peace! No justice!
After I spoke to Yegeshwar and Jayendra, there was a rally in front of the police station. Here are some of all of us community action groups Jamaica Miles' statement.
This is a case that we were able to follow immediately. People made a call to various members of the All of Us team and safety team members in the community because they knew we would come. They knew that we were here for the community, and they wanted to make sure that as many community members could be as safe as possible, because once this young man was in their custody, we had no idea what was happening, how long it was going to take for him to get medical attention. And I'm going to say some things that I believe to be true without any direct evidence, and I'm just going to say it. Had we not put pressure on, had we not made phone calls to the media across the Capital District, and if the media didn't start calling the mayor and calling the chief of police, had we not made those calls, we have no idea what would have happened to this young man while he was in custody. And even with phone calls from different media stations, different individuals, all of us members were at these doors saying, where is he? What are you doing to him? What are the charges? Had there not been individuals to bear witness, we don't know what would have happened. And even with video and witnesses, they don't believe it. And for a time, he was missing. He was missing. Oh, he's at the police station. No, he's at the county jail. No, he's at the police station. No, now he's at the hospital. How long before they got him to the hospital? We just listened to him recount the fact that he lost consciousness. We know from past experience, the police are not urgent in calling for care of black and brown people. Andrew Pierce died right here because of a lack of medical attention. His wife was just here a few months ago laying a candle at that tree in his memory. The mayor says nothing happens overnight. The police chief says we're going to talk to the community. How many more damn conversations you need to have? How many more stories you need to have? You pretend like the community don't know what we need. I was born and raised here. The 13 demands that were written were just the beginning. But at least it was a beginning. And the answer that we received was, we're going to put the knee on another neck. The mayor didn't say, I want more information to figure out how to implement these